Would you tell on a coworker if you knew they were cheating and let their spouse know, hey, look, I work with your husband or your wife and they're cheating on you? All right, let's go to Tanya.
No, I wouldn't. Just because everything that you see in the news these days and the things that people go through, you don't know what someone's reaction is going to be. You could be putting multiple lives in danger because they could just come in and shoot up everybody.
Okay, that's one take, and that's definitely
a little excessive, but
it's a possibility.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody's going to shoot up everybody. I hope not, but
but yeah, I mean,
I would hope not either.
I mean, most murders are done by a spouse, though.
Scorned lovers,
yeah,
which is crazy. Exactly.
And I'm like, no, I didn't snitch. It was Squid.
Well, and even if it's not to like that extent, you don't know how that person's going to react. They could have a complete and utter like meltdown in that moment, and then you're there with a complete stranger trying to help them.
Yeah.
And then now you've bitten off a lot of that situation, and there's no way to get out of it.
Yeah, I mean, not anybody that we know, but in the long time ago, I told somebody that their boyfriend was cheating on them, and then it was very awkward, and it was true. And then they like ended up being together for a long time. I was like,
after the cheating,
I'm like,
and did they?
And I knew, and I knew, and I knew, and they knew that I knew, and I was just like, hey guys, I believe in you guys from the jump.
The happy couple.
Are you still friends?
Yeah.
Okay, that didn't work for you ultimately, though.
Yeah, kind of. It's still in the back of my mind, but yeah, it's been a long time though.
Is that couple still together?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I haven't heard from them in a while, but last I heard, but it's been a lot of that same type of allegations throughout. But anyway, but yeah, I haven't seen them. They don't live in this area, so I haven't seen them in like a year or so. But let's go to AML Chris. Chris, I know you're sad Katie's not here today. You're her arch nemesis. Would you tell on a coworker if you knew they were cheating?
Well, real quick, I was going to be like, today's boys' day. Couldn't get no better.
You're going to get us in trouble with Katie. All right. What would you tell?
No, man, it's mind your business. I think being in the workplace is just going to create drama and the awkwardness, as some of the other people has mentioned, y'all have mentioned. I'll just mind my own business.
I got you.
And Chris, if you want, I can respond to, like Katie would respond for the rest of the morning.
Okay. Please do.
How would Katie respond?
No, Jason, you're wrong. That's not going to happen.
What's wrong with you? You're all wrong, and I'm tired of this. Y'all get on my nerves.
Chris sounds like Herbert the pervert from Family Guy when he does that voice.
I got a popsicle. I got a popsicle for you down in the cellar.
Come on, Chris. Come over, Chris.
Reach into my pocket.
Get your fat ass over here.
Herbert the pervert. What a great character on Family Guy. All right, one last call. Our extraordinarily dedicated AML, like Chris. Jose, would you tell on your coworker if you knew they were cheating on their spouse?
Good morning. Does Katie have like unlimited pay time off this year or something?
She's sick, but yeah, that's funny.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sorry. So Katie, feel better? Anyways, no, I would not.
It
would kind of be like a turn on. It'd be like a turn on to know whatever they're doing.
Oh, really?
It's kind of wrong.
Would you ask to watch?
9 times out of 10, probably, yeah.
So if it's like a female coworker that was cheating, that's kind of a turn on?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Nice. See, dudes, that's the thing. Like, you can warn warn other dudes, like, hey, this person's a cheater. They're like, oh, they are? And they'll get with them anyway. They don't care. Yeah. Dudes do not care. Because I mentioned this before. They have this group, like, have you dated this guy? And it's only women can be in it, and they can say anything. They're like, I went out with Squid, or in the past, I went out with Jared, and they like can just trash you. You have no idea because you can't see it. Mm-hmm. And women are like, oh, I would never date that guy. And they probably wouldn't. Like, they see some guy's trash or whatever, or being trashed. But if the opposite exists and it doesn't, have you dated this girl? And let's say me or Squid's like, oh, I went out with this person, and they were terrible. And if they're hot and you put their name, every dude in the group's going to ask him out on a date.
I feel like when we've brought this up before, my idea was you would call that site Is She Easy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
like is he a douche? Is he a jerk? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, is she easy? Yep. And then dudes would just line up.
Yeah. Is she hot?
Yeah. Right. Is she hot?
You don't have to get into a long-term relationship with this person.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what the website's about.
Does she look like her pictures?
That's funny. All right. Very interesting. Most people would not. We had one or two people said that they would tell on a coworker if they caught them cheating or heard they were cheating. And Jason's definitely right. If it's your boss, you ain't saying nothing.
No way.
Unless you hate your boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But if that boss finds out that you mm-hmm. you did that, you're not going to have a job.
Then you could blackmail your boss. Yeah. Give me a raise or I'm going to tell your wife.
Now that's a Jason Goodman move.
Yeah. It is.
Well, it is, I always feel that
you have to word it a certain way.
Yeah, you gotta. There's gotta be with that person is always six
steps ahead
on everything.
Yeah, you gotta be like, oh my gosh, to your boss, male or female.
It's like, I mean, that boss could be like, you telling me that I'm cheating on my wife, I'll tell on you that you just had sexy time with a car. I mean, I don't know. they might know
something.
Sounds
oddly
too.
Personal.
What a very specific example.
What's the make and model of your vehicle, Jason?
I did notice that you have two exhaust pipes under there.
Yeah, pretty sexy. Could be anything.
Your fingers are always black when you come into work. What's going on?
You always smell like exhaust in your crotch region.
you build up a list in the back of your pocket so you know if right. this person does this, you've got a list that's going to embarrass them
right.
and humiliate that person anyway. So
I notice you're very anti-electric vehicle. Is there a reason?
There's no exhaust. You got excited when you heard that they had a front trunk. But
yeah. You like the hum of the motor, eh?
How come you always spit on Jared's Tesla when you went by?
Give it that hot cook. Spit on that thing.
You just never know.
That kind of spit, the disrespectful one.
Jason, our parking lot hot to it on everything.
What did you say?
Hot to a.
Hot to a.
Yeah, you just never know. I mean, a lot of people try to keep certain moments. They write them down.
Oh,
certain
yes.
texts, certain things that you'll know. Okay, I'm allowed to do this because if he ever does this to me, he's going down too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate that about myself, but I do have at least mental notes of things I would say to somebody if they got out of pocket.
Oh God!
If they got out of pocket,
like if they're like if they're going too far, I'm like, yeah. Oh really?
I literally bought extra Google storage for that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie would say if she was here, that is so messed up. I would never do that. But then Katie complains that sometimes she'll get in a heated argument with somebody, and she's like, I should have said this. I'm like. Well, if you prepare to
yes.
think the worst of people, you'd have something to say.
Yes, I hope. Right away, I go in with, what is the worst thing about this person?
But then once you say it, it's out.
Yeah. Yeah. And, then you go with actually, it's a good technique, too, because not only did you get all the worst things about the person, then you got them in your back pocket. Then it's like kind of like they're under-promising and they over-deliver. And it's like, okay, they're not as horrible as they seem, although I do have that stuff, which... And let's face it, for a majority of us, we all have these skeletons in our closet.
Yeah, no one's perfect.
We have, you know, we all have our flaws and everything else.
And insecurities.
Squid.
Yeah.
But, some skeletons are bigger than others.
Yeah. And some people just overshare. Not me. I never overshare. All theories.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know how many times I've left work. I'm like, why did I tell them that?
Yes. You yeah. must. You must.
All the time.
There's been plenty of times we've left work. Like, why did he tell us that?
Well, why did you start with, I shouldn't be telling you this?
And then there's times when you say it at the beginning of the day, and at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm confused. Did that change? I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a confusing couple of years for sure.